At the Global Farmer to Farmer Roundtable, one of our participants here is from the United States, and that's Pam Johnson. And first of all, Pam, tell me a little bit about you and your farm.
Mm-hmm. I farm with my husband and my two sons in northern Iowa. We grow corn and soybeans.
All right. Well, we have had an opportunity to hear from our Secretary of Agriculture. You were part of a discussion on diversity in the world in terms of agriculture and been out on a farm. And you've still got more to do. It's been a busy day. What are some of your impressions so far and just this gathering of farmers from around the world that you're participating with?
Mm-hmm. It's been great for me because when we get right down to it, farmers have a lot of the same challenges. We all want the same things, basically. We want to have a good way of life for our families. We want our kids to have a better life than we've had. And we want to have a business that's profitable. And we want to be sustainable.
Well, you mentioned profitability and sustainability in the same sentence. And, you know, I think that's very important and very important to note because there are a lot of people that don't always consider the economic aspect of sustainability, right?
Yeah, today it was a great audience because the people there understood that it is sustainability is something that everybody has their own definition for us. But as farmers around the world, it means that we have to be productive. We have to be very productive, especially now when we're going to feed 9 billion people. And we also have to be able to make a profit so that we can have the opportunity to look beyond our farm to do things, improve everything. I'm a sixth-generation farmer. I've got grandsons at home. I have two sons back farming. So, of course, it's in my best interest to do the best job and to leave that land in better shape than when I found it. And I've learned that from other farmers around the globe also.
Yes, I would say already in just a few snippets of conversation I've had, farmers share similar challenges almost regardless of where you are. This is a great opportunity to publicly discuss some of those things. From a corn grower standpoint, especially since I am doing some here courtesy of the National Corn Growers Association, how would you kind of like what would be your message to farmers around the world as far as what American corn growers are doing to help feed the world?
Mm-hmm. My message would be that you really have to be able to operate in an atmosphere where your government policy and the public and consumers and farmers work together, that it's not an us versus them theory, and we talked a lot about that this morning. So different facets of agriculture are not versus each other, but it's and.
Well, and I think we heard a lot in that morning presentation with the secretary about organic and traditional, and I heard over and over, and we were seeing a Twitter stream of tweets as this was going on, a lot of what you're saying, that this isn't an us versus them. We are kind of all in this together, and we need to work together.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's impressive for me is I've had farmers from Portugal and Spain and India come up to me, and they're so excited about having access to the things that some farmers here take for granted. And I don't take them for granted because we have access to some of the best science and technology in the world, and we as farmers are able to get our hands on that and put it to good use.
Well, I appreciate you taking a minute to speak with me. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do it again before we're over with, because I know we're about to start our roundtable discussion. That's Pam Johnson. We're here at the Global Farmer to Farmer Roundtable. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.